I want to do one last thing, and I think it's important. We got it's kind of a movement across the land. It's a movement called Call to Fall, C-A-L-L-2-F-A-L-L. What the whole idea is that we need to be praying for our nation. And we look at 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then. We keep thinking when all the bad guys decided to get convicted and turn. No. When us, the church, those that know the Lord will seek his face, humble ourselves and pray, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. I think unlike any other time in our nation right now, we need healing. We need healing. There's so much unrest. There's so much hatred. There's so much hurt. There's so much that's going on. And they've decided that on July 1st, across the nation, churches, if we would gather together and pray, that the Lord would heal. Hear, and the Lord would heal. You know, before we celebrate our independence in July 4th, we need to celebrate our dependence upon the Lord. Amen. On July 1st. So what I'm going to ask is for a time of silence as we can just pray privately. It's just going to be a few moments, and I'll conclude us. But the whole idea was a call to fall, and it was to fall upon your knees, humble themselves, and pray. So I'm going to ask if you can, be willing to get on your knees. If you can't, please feel free to sit down in your seat. I'm not, if that's more comfortable, fine to do it that way. But if you can, let's get on our knees and spend the next couple of minutes asking the Lord to move upon our nation.
we as a church, Lord, as a nation, humble ourselves. We get down on our knees, down on our faces before the Lord. We realize, Lord, that You are the only answer for America. You have always only been the answer for America. You are what made America great, and You are what we need to make America great again. The greatness doesn't come from just people and stuff. It comes from a God who indwells us. It comes from a God from heaven who shows us the right way to live, to walk, to be, to follow Your plan, to follow Your purpose. And so, Lord, we ask that You would move mightily upon our nation. We ask that You would heal the divide that's in this land, the hatred, the hurt, the pain that we have as a nation. Lord, we realize that the answer isn't in a mortal man, but the answer is in a living God who sent His Holy Spirit to indwell us, that we might be Your ambassadors, Lord. Help us not to turn a blind eye or turn a deaf ear, but God, to move when we see wrong, that we would stand up, that we speak, Lord, that we would talk on Your behalf, not humanistically, but godly, Lord. We long to see this land come to the unity of the Spirit of the living God. And we ask, Lord, that You would move. We ask that You would heal us. We ask that You would forgive us of our sins. We have turned away from the only source of hope. So, Lord, forgive us. Change us. Challenge us. Move us. Renew us. Help us, Lord, and let us, oh God, represent You as men and women sold out and dedicated to their Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that we will do what You ask us to do, Lord. We know You have a plan and purpose for America. Do make it great again. Let another great awakening happen that stirs in our spirits, Lord, that challenges our values, and that moves us to compassion, that we truly, Lord, might be one nation under God with liberty and justice for all. Thank You, Lord. We love You and we bless You, and we believe it. In Your precious Son's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, men and women. Thank You for throughout this day. It'd be a great time also to remember and to pray and to ask the Lord to continue to heal our land. It's a good thing every day to ask for Him.